This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back with the illustrious Tim, Europe Business with 1S.blogspot.com. And Tim, you do some really good news analysis, but you also, you're a bit of a comedian sometimes with your artwork you have from a Canadian artist that puts it on your blog. The situation now, if it wasn't real, it could actually be pretty funny, but it's scary. The situation, we talked about this with Phyllis Schlafly from eagleforum.org in the first hour. I'm very concerned that even if Trump gets the nomination by a squeaker before the Cleveland meeting, that the Republican, basically, elite, which are tied to the Democrat elite, have decided that they'd rather have Hillary Clinton in, and it also looks like the horns are being pulled in against Obama and the FBI, who is the Republican.
Exactly, Dr. Bill. It looked pretty solid, like Hillary was facing multiple felony indictments for a host of crimes, some very serious crimes. If it was anybody else, she probably would have been charged with high treason. But now that seems to be way, way on the back burner. In fact, the back burner has been turned off. Why? Right. I think it's because the elite are very concerned about this Trump thing. Oh, he's a bit of a bombastic kind of guy, you know, and he's in your face, and he's a lot of things, but he's real. And the real thing that just drives him nuts is he won't take their money.
Well, he's a blue-collar billionaire, and the thing, when you say bombastic, he's like any blue-collar guy, let's say a welder, a pipe fitter, a guy working in a warehouse or working in a trade, who basically just calls things straight. And they don't like that. They don't like the fact he's a straight shooter. He just looks at it. And, for example, his comments after Brussels was, don't you see it now that you need to straighten things out? And there's Europeans now. In fact, Piers Morgan, who used to be like a real buffoon, extreme leftist, is actually supporting Trump now in Europe, in Britain, saying, hey, maybe now we need to wake up and start doing things what Trump is suggesting to increase security in the United Kingdom.
You mean letting in 2 million...
Mostly men of military age.
With all the resulting rapes and crimes, you mean that wasn't a smart thing to do?
Tim, the numbers, according to Jonathan Graham's latest DVD set in his research, is 5 million. And it's increasing rapidly.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, five. You know, they're talking about actually 20 million fairly soon. Because particularly from North Africa, the birth rates have shot up. The chaos, political, military, social, financial, etc., in North Africa has never been worse.
Right.
And they're just, I mean, as long as the Europeans are so stupid enough to allow their leaders to open the floodgates and let all these idiots in, it's nuts.
Well, the first thing I continue to be
amazed that the German people have not done a Mussolini on Merkel. She's not hanging from a light pole somewhere.
What should happen is that the citizenry should hire private security to arrest and bring before a public trial Angela Merkel, that all the other nations need to close their borders. They need to actually make what we call, or they won't have nation states. In fact, the nation states will kind of cease to exist. And if you actually look at the videos, if you look at the four video sets by Jonathan Gray, his videos show they don't want to just come in and kind of have a place to live and work and learn skill sets and become Germans or Austrians or whatever. They want to change it to a Muslim country, and they want to bring full Sharia law, and they want to change and take over the world. These people...
Well, and some of your libtards are so stupid. I mean, they've taken crosses down from Christian churches so they don't offend the Muslim migrants. You know, I say, if you're offended, get your sorry BUTT out of the country as fast as possible. You know, I'd give them 48 hours and then say, well, after that, there's a $1,000 or a 1,000 euro bounty on your head. You know how to get in. You know how to reverse that and get the hell out. But it's time. It's time. Now, the people that are legitimate refugees, which is a small fraction, and are families, you can help them short term, but they need to go back home. Right. But particularly when you're talking about the Muslims, the Muslim faith is really not consistent, or it doesn't mesh with American and European freedoms, values.
Jim, let me throw in a few facts about Islam that you might find that you're even surprised at. Do you know that all Islam teaches a flat earth theory? Do you know that they all teach that the Allah, which is actually, right according to Muhammad himself, is the moon 287th moon war god of Mecca, Medina? Did you know that Islam was originally started by the Catholic Church as a way to try to start this guy Muhammad, because he wanted to control the people of what's called the Abyss or Abaddon, which is the big desert called the Desert of Arabia and the deserts of North Africa? That's what they call the King of the Abyss, Abaddon or Apollyon. Did you know that they when they didn't get their way and the Muslims wouldn't pass over the Temple Mount to the Vatican, they'd start the Crusades? And they didn't win. That's why there was a rise of the first and the second jihads. And now we're into the third jihad, which is the third wall, according to Jonathan Gray, and his very well now analyzed three DVD set and six other DVDs that explain all this in basically lockstep, unable to kind of, there's no way to actually get out of his logic when you actually look at his videos. Well, so where we're at right now is we're at the time of the end.
Even if that's all true, here's how I view it. I view them as a tool that the new elite the West
which is
the global banking cartel, the Khazarian mafia, that they're the new elite. They replace the old aristocracy. They replace the early WASP leaders in America, and these people now, through their money magic, they want to create chaos. They look at the world from upon high, or what they think is upon high, and they see so many of us out there, and as Kissinger used the phrase, calling the phrase unnecessary eaters, and they just love to get us to kill one another off. And of course, the Muslims are a perfect tool for that. They have people they have put in power, like Merkel, who has almost no German blood in her. She's all Polish and Jewish. She was raised a communist. People like that, and really despicable people that they put in power, Cameroon, Blair, Obama, the Bushes, and so forth. People that have no moral values, unless you count their satanic immoral values, and they will do their bidding. And their bidding is to create chaos, war, destruction, and that's where we're headed. You know that the number of males, young fighting-age males that are steaming across our southern border has lately dramatically increased?
Not only that, from Cuba, too, after this little visit where instead of Obama actually responding to the issue in Brazil, in Brussels, he was actually doing the wave with Raul, the dictator of Cuba, who arrested, by the way, a number of people just before Obama arrived in his plane. And they weren't treated with respect, the people. This was not an opening of communist Cuba. It was basically a demonstration where saying, we're still communists, we'll just trade with America. I mean,
communism is a failed, satanic, immoral system that if you look at what happened in Central and Eastern Europe, the communists managed to kill somewhere between 80 and 100 million people. They far outdid anything that monster Hitler did. And Bernie Sanders, he can go jump off a bridge because he's half a communist or more.
Oh yeah, in fact, the fellow was a If you want a compliment to call him a communist, and actually the communist flag at some of these hearings. Brazilian President Rousseff calls impeachment move a coup attempt. When we come back, we'll talk about that and much more.
Oh, yeah.
Tim. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to hear a quick report from Chris Harris.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant.
Waterboarding. It's not very effective. But I can tell you how to do things more effective without pain or violating the Geneva Accord.
Torture doesn't really work in terms of
gathering. It's not torture. Let me clarify. Okay, we're coming back. I just want to make a quick comment about Trump's comment about after the Brussels attack, I would do a lot more than waterboarding. Let me clarify this for all those people who are listening, including we're going to get Roger Stone on the program, one of Trump's close friends and advisors. He's coming on in the next week or so. I've already made contacts with his staff, Roger Stone, who wrote a number of books about the Bushes. He's a good friend of Trump. He's written a lot of books and actually ghost wrote some of his other response books after his book on the Art of the Deal. Now, for you out there, Mr. Trump, who has got an excellent idea, you want something better than waterboarding? First off, you don't want to do torture. What is torture? Torture is causing pain while putting people close to the moment of death. You don't need to do that. You can actually do something that's similar to a spa. Now, here's Dr. Deagle's version, because remember, I have skill sets, lots of skill sets. In fact, if I was a bad guy, you in the world would have to be very damn scared if I returned evil. And the good thing that I'm saved, because I have a lot of skill sets that are really unusual. So, for example, I can give you an intravenous dissociative anesthetic cocktail that'll make you talk like a jaybird, and you don't suffer any pain, you're not near death. In fact, if anything, you're in a dissociative state, you'll tell everything, just like a three-year-old that's out in the park. So you don't need a torture in order to actually get the truth out of people. In fact, torture doesn't work very well. If you torture somebody who's really religiously over the edge, they'll probably say anything to you, even if it's total garbage and lies. So the idea of thinking that waterboarding is going to pull out the truth out of people is also a delusion. It's not.
Well, doesn't work. Here's how I view people, this whole torture bit. I think it's a demonically influenced thing. It's wanting to put hurt.
Yeah, but Tim, that wasn't even my point. My point is that you don't even want to go there. You don't need to go there with torture.
Well, I've said that
you
for
don't
years.
Want to even talk.
There's all kinds of chemical means to this make people
talk. This is important,
though.
Dr. Deagle has the best ways. I could give this man a cocktail and put him in one of these zero-gravity chambers where it's hyperosmolar, so he's floating in there and total dissociated, give him an intravenous, and he's going to tell you everything. And he's not going to be near a moment of death. He's not going to feel any pain. In fact, if anything, he's going to be the opposite of pain. And he will tell you everything. So let's put it this way. Dr. Deagle could extract the truth from anybody, anytime, with their total cooperation, and without any fear of death and no pain. Okay? That's not a Geneva Accord violation. Now, what he's talking about, I want to do something better than waterboarding. He wants the truth so more people don't die. He is a man who has a desire to do something. He just doesn't have the skill sets. I, as an advisor for Trump, could tell him several things. He wants to stop the drugs from coming in to Vermont. And I mentioned this in the first hour with Phyllis Schlafly. The first thing is I had presidential level of security clearance, so I took care of pilots flying out of Buckley and Peterson. And they came back with shrink wrap with pallets of heroin in the jets that were bringing over material supplies to Afghanistan. I was one of their doctors. And the guy that told me this, he was so freaked out, he was suicidal. And 3 days after he came to my office after hours to talk about all this stuff, they killed him. Okay? So I don't talk about this as a secondhand person that's open to anybody's damned freaking opinion. It's my experience. It's not open to your damned opinion out there. It's just an is thing. In other words, you can go to hell if you think that you don't want to agree with what I say, because what I'm saying is not open to your damned opinion.
Well,
got it?
There's, yeah. I've thought about putting together a list of things that Donald Trump can do, provided he doesn't steal the election or nomination from him, and he can keep himself alive.
Right.
The list isn't that long. It's not really rocket
science. You're talking
about
personal security.
It's kind of going to the base.
Tim, you're talking about things for his personal safety, right? Because he's really, if he keeps on pushing the envelope, they're going to try to assassinate him. They're going to have a JFK moment here with this man.
Yeah, and they'll probably use a Muslim, one or more Muslims, and try to blame it on the Muslims.
Someone of color, so they'll maybe get
there's a list of things Trump can do.
Go ahead,
there's
a list.
Well, okay. One, he needs to use antitrust laws to break apart the concentration of the news media. You have six corporations controlled by the globalists and Zionists that control 96% of the
media. He should file lawsuits against the antitrust laws against them right now. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Next.
People like George Soros have violated all kinds of laws. They should be extradited, indicted, prosecuted, convicted, and never see the light of day. And send him to one of the worst hell holes in the federal prison system.
Absolutely.
The too big to fail banks need to be broken up. Wall Street needs to be reordered. When you really think about it, You have a parasitic infection on top of the of America's corporate structure, and
right.
that's the buying and selling of stock for corporations.
It's also
and you have these, you know, these traders that trade just in fractions of a second and so forth. There's a couple solutions there. One, you put a small tax on each trade. But secondly, why does the stock have to go up and down many points in any given day for any given corporation because people are just speculating to make money? That's parasitic. That doesn't create anything.
So there's a real simple solution to that. You know what you do? You have what's called windows. And that window is you can buy and sell stocks, let's say one or two times a day the stock total number is announced. Otherwise, it's not available to anybody, including stock electronic traders. Because if you have electronic trading machines that operate at the speed of supercomputers, you're going to end up with massive swings of stocks just from the nature of speculators. And as you mentioned, the big problem is you have speculators buy selling insurance. It's almost like saying, we're going to sell you insurance on a stock going up or down, based on that's the bigger amount of money than the actual value of the stock or the industry going on. That's craziness, isn't it?
Yeah, it is crazy. And also, if a stock is worth $5, okay, and it's a decent company, why shouldn't that stock be reappraised monthly? And the stock go up or down based on set established parameters. If something really big happens, there could be it could be referred to an emergency committee where in the middle of the month they could adjust it. But you don't, you know, I mean, buying and selling stock, when you buy a stock, it shouldn't be for a quick, oh, I'm going to flip this in 2-3 days and I'm going to make money on the upside or the downside, blah, blah, blah. How about you're investing in XYZ Corporation because it's a good corporation and it's better than putting your money in the bank? That's what the stock market should be, not a casino for the benefit of the people at the top, okay, who can rig it, and they do. Okay, then a few other things. We need to completely revamp medical care. The costs are insane. Car made in America has over $5,000 worth of health insurance costs built into it. That's nuts.
Right.
I know people that are continuing to work their jobs when they could retire. They have enough money. But the insurance cost them so much, so they decided to keep working for a while because of the insurance. That's nuts. We have great health care, but we're 17th, I think, down the list in terms of quality of health care worldwide.
Tim, I'm putting an article together this weekend that will incorporate the starting principles of Obama's program. They're going to go considerably farther. And if it's all implemented over the next 8 years, we will spend a quarter of what we do now, and everybody will be covered.
Of course.
And no one will pay co-pays, which they can't afford, especially the poor or the middle class, which just means they're denied care. Even conventional care that might be toxic but might save them from dying. You know? This system is eugenicide with the name Obamacare, and it's very expensive.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back. And we managed to track down our nuclear expert, Chris Harrison. By the way, Chris, I just wanted to announce, with all our communications over the past 5 years, I'm putting together an article summary with solutions, by the way, for each of the technical problems on the site and protection of the population of the Northern Hemisphere. Also, by the way, the radiation does get to the Southern Hemisphere. People are delusional if they think it doesn't cross the oceans or the troposphere or the equator. There are trans-equatorial high-altitude currents that carry it every day, 300 times the water of the Amazon rain basin. And you've got some interesting articles here. 5 years later, Fukushima thyroid cancer patients' families joined forces. Another article of TEPCO says 5.3 tons of tainted water leaked at nuclear plant. Is that in one day? I mean, I know at least 400 tons are being released of water that's tainted getting into the ocean every day. 400 True. Tons.
Yeah. This was in a one day before they found it. What happened was they were doing... The workers in one radiological contamination treatment site were doing some pipe replacement.
Oh, okay. So you're talking super concentrated, like with, as it says here in the article, 383,000 becquerels of radiation cesium per liter and 480,000 becquerels of beta radium-emitting substances per liter. So they're not talking about just the diluted stuff.
Where do you get the cesium from? Right, you have to think between the lines and see where are you getting the cesium from to transfer. Well, obviously that's from their advanced liquid processing system,
right?
Because that's what it filters out. So now they're trying to remove that sludgy material, and they're displaying a lack of professionalism, because when you do a modification like that, you prevent that kind of a spill by understanding the system and closing the proper valves so that when you do pressurize one portion of the system, you don't have an uncontrolled, unmonitored release like that. So once again, they didn't do that right, and it just displays a lack of professionalism in their operations.
Well, I'm sure if you actually reviewed the work history of the workers down there, they're probably recruited by Yakuza. They're basically saying, you work or we kill you and your family because they owe debts to Yakuza or their affiliates. So we're not dealing with probably trained, highly trained technicians that know, because this is a waste destruction site. It's not an active nuclear site, so you don't have maps to follow around, tell you where it's safe. And most of the highly radioactive areas, you can't even put a robot because the integrated circuits get fried. So what we're dealing with is, and I'm going to break this down again, and I want to hear your opinion. The first thing we have is two enemies, water and neutrons. And I've explained that we can do a diversion project above it, not an ice wall. We can also have a seawall connection where you actually capture the water and further dilute it into solid radioactive waste. The second is neutrons. We can put a highly boronated, concentrated area after we pipes down to the area where the muon detectors and ground-penetrating radar tell where the lava lamp of these nuclear isotopes is below the site. And then stop the neutron flux so it stops producing tritiated water, tritium, and other isotopes like cesium-137, 134, et cetera, 200 other isotopes. The problem is none of these things are being done. They don't put a Kevlar spider-silk tent over each reactor site. They don't convert the airborne tropospheric radiation into solid waste. You can even fly over the area within 20, 30 miles and see neutron beams actually going to the sky, hitting nitrogen in the air and turning into a blue streak, just like a light show at the big, at Los Angeles kind of big stadium. I mean, it's craziness. You can actually fly over and see big little flashes of blue light coming right out of the site. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's most incredible that they're still going on and they won't discuss it. Now, one other article was that it was an apology by TEPCO for not announcing in a timely manner the meltdown. So that's kind of interesting. It means, of course, they understood and they knew what was going on.
Well, that's a Japanese thing of trying to keep face. But how would you keep face 5 years after 5 years of incompetence with people getting not only thyroid cancer, but radiological dwarfism, sterility, all kinds of neural tube defects, and, of course, the poisoning of the North Pacific, which is causing radiological desertification? What people don't understand is the entire North Pacific Ocean is being destroyed, and anybody who eats any kind of filter-feeding fish, in fact, the Chinese have refused to buy Canadian and American or Baja Mexican shellfish because they know they're going to be radio concentrators. And people that eat these things say, well, Dr. Deagle, is it safe? I said, are you crazy? What do you think you're doing? And you're going to bioaccumulate this stuff, and as I said before, bioaccumulation is a bitch. It's going to get you. You know,
yeah.
2, 5, 10 years of eating food that's radiotoxins, you're going to start getting nasty stuff happen to you. And the population doesn't get it. They don't see radiological dwarfism where some of these kids exposed to this for the last 5 years haven't grown. Haven't grown because they don't produce growth hormone anymore. They don't realize that the rates of not only cancer but neurological problems and illness of all kinds, including not just thyroid cancer, but leukemias and weird cancers that are really unusual, often induced by radiation, are showing up not just in Japan, but they're showing up here in America. They did a life table analysis of the chances of the radiation causing illness. In the first 6 months, they estimated 40,000 Americans, children and adults, would die from Fukushima. I'm sure many of the people that were teetering on not doing well or the unborn and children in the neurointensive care units, or we call it ICNs, they did an analysis of the death rate in an ICN in Pennsylvania within 6 months of Fukushima, and the death rate went up, I think, 40% plus. Right afterwards, like, are you kidding me? And that means there's so much more sensitive to radiation that actually caused their premature death, either due to superinfection or other things, but the death rate went up like a rocket.
Just a quick commercial for actually your product. So we use Nutriodine here.
Well, oh, good.
In my time, just letting you know.
I was just thinking about that. That's one of the best products like that on the market, is what Dr. Bill carries. I bought it several times. It's good.
It does three things. Does three things. Firstly, it displaces other halides like fluoride, chlorine, and bromide. It resurrects your mitochondria and increases mitochondriophagy to get rid of old damaged mitochondria. And it actually blocks radiotoxins from being absorbed. But you also need to have heavy metal detox with Kelar Max. You need things to protect your DNA with elagic acid, malignant block, and full vitamin K2 powers C plus. But people don't understand is this is going to basically make the human population at its genetic peak right now, and it's going to increase the chances of sterility and genetic malformations for many generations. Some of these isotopes, if it even stopped today, would take several hundred years to go away, like cesium and strontium. But other isotopes, like plutonium, it has a half-life of 24,900 years, so it'll be 100,000 years, even if it stopped today, for it to drop to a background level of radiation where it would be somewhat acceptable. That's not going to happen. This is an open wound that's now thousands of times more than Chernobyl or Three Mile Island. So what do your buddies tell you, you know, Chris, what do they say? Are they freaked out by the situation? And in extension, we have 600 nuclear reactors still doing fusion, many of them near fault lines, all five reactors in Switzerland, or in tsunami zones along the coastal areas of the United States, France, Britain, and Spain, where the Cumbre Viejo supervolcano can break off, a giant island can create a tsunami 1,200 feet high, traveling at Mach 1 toward the coastal areas of North America, Europe. Don't they understand how crazy this is?
Well, I think some people are in denial still, and most people get it. Most of my colleagues understand.
But what do they do when they get it? I mean, are they being freaked out? What are they doing? Why don't I? This is one of the things I raise this question. Where the hell is my scientific abuse? I want it. I'm begging people. I don't want an ad hominem attack saying deagles are not, deagles this, deagles that. I want to know scientifically why people disagree with me about doing muon detection and ground penetrating radar. I want to know why they don't have a water diversion project. I want to know why they don't have a thing below the Fukushima plant where they actually catch all this water and then filter it down, so not having it openly open to the ocean, or steam tubes they're opening up like from a volcano miles out of the seafloor off of Fukushima Daiichi, just pumping it out 400 tons plus per day. I want to know why people think that I can't provide people radio protection from radio toxins when I've been working around nuclear reactors for decades. I want to have a valid scientific attack to say why I'm a nut. But do it scientifically, not in hominem, because I'm going to smash you intellectually in the head if you try to do that to me. I don't put up with crap. And I'm just really upset by the fact that people who are experts are not only now they're freaked out, why are they speaking up? You know, Michio Kaku, 40,000 scientists he quotes that are actually in his organization. Why? Where are they? Where's my abuse? I don't get it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bad guy, man. Hold on with shit and shiver. It's a damn good thing I'm not. I'm safe. But I'm angry about this, and I don't get my abuse. I don't get my abuse. Let's summarize. Fukushima is a good example of how everything is what we call. It's actually is interesting the name Fukushima, and I won't prolong the words. But you know the regulatory agencies like the International Atomic Energy Agency, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the governments like our idiot government, who is basically a late night TV host who happens to pretend he's president, doing the wave with Raul Castro. In Cuba, while the Brussels people are bleeding to death, have already died and are now trying to deal with picking up the pieces, and they've now dispatched 400 so-called terrorists around Europe to cause more damage. And Trump comes up with a comment, and even Europeans like Piers Morgan are finally saying, hey, you know, maybe we need to listen to Trump. What do you want to do? You have it's so dangerous you can't send your wife to the shopping center because she's going to get blown up, and you'll get pieces of your wife or your child in a bag that you have to bury with a closed casket.
Well, when we talk about these 400 terrorists, it is very important not to lose sight of the fact that who owns ISIS, who created it, who runs it, who funds it. It's not some scummy Shunite or Sunni or Shiite extremists hiding in a cave. Allah bin Baghdadi is actually Simon Elliott. He's an Israeli citizen. He's Jewish. He's an actor and a Mossad agent. And he was trained in their language and their culture and their religion. And he's the front boy. He's not who he claims to be at all. ISIS was created by the Israeli Mossad and the American CIA. It's funded by Saudi Arabian oil money and Qatar oil money. It's based mostly in Turkey, a little bit in Jordan. I mean, this is not some big bad group that sprang out of nowhere and, we should run and hide in fear. This was created by our own people. This was created by the overlords who are destroying America, destroying Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and all of Europe. That's that's who did it, and that's who did Brussels, that's who did Paris, that's who did 911, etc., etc.
So are you referring we need to the Israeli Special Intelligence Service?
Oh, there's 400 terrorists running around. There may be 800 terrorists running around. Who put them there?
Right. You're talking to the Israeli Special Intelligence Service, which, by the way, is a trigger finger of the CIA, the Criminal Intelligence Agency. We have to understand the CIA was manufactured out of Germany with the collaboration of the then Pope at the time. I think Pope was the name, Pope Innocent the 12th or something like that.
No.
Innocent.
No,
right?
That's way.
I'm thinking about the guy
about
that was there at the time of the Second
Pius
War.
Pius the 11th, I think it was. And
yeah,
the
Pius.
Actually,
he wasn't very pious.
He was the ambassador to Germany, or papal nuncio to Germany. There was, I'm from Evansville. There's an old Evansville family, Dulles, you know, John Foster Dulles, and his brother. They one was CIA founder, the other was the Secretary of State. Another one of them became a cardinal, was a Jesuit, became a cardinal. A lot of that came from the Second World War.
Yeah.
The Second World War was so incredibly profitable for the right people, the right companies and all, and they just couldn't let it end because the problem had to end. So very quickly we went from being victorious partners with the Soviet Union to being Cold War enemies. And the Cold War, because people were really tapped out at a global bloodletting, the Cold War became, we had Korea, and then we eventually had Vietnam, but they spent a fortune on armament. Well, that kept the right people in the box. There was one more tentacle to bring in untold billions. And we allowed that system, and I mean, Ike warned of it, President Eisenhower warned of it, Kennedy warned of it, and, you know, it's... We're now living many decades later, and the monster has merely grown and grown. And now we have a new overlord elite, a criminal overlord, a banksters, Kardashian mafia. And they're driving us towards the Third World War. There's no reason to have a Third World War.
Well, but by the way,
they want to kill most of us off and impose their New World Order satanic police state.
Tim, here's something very important that we got to mention. These guys were actually heading to blow it up at nuclear reactors, and they were diverted to go into the city. So, if you're a terrorist,
well,
and you had a
maybe
nuclear
they
reactor,
were,
you have
maybe
a bomb,
that's just the documentation they left, so we would, so that the police would find it. And look, I take everything about all this stuff with a big grain of salt. They find documents. You saw the picture of the three guys walking in the airport, supposedly wearing vests that you know would blow up. Well, if they were wearing dynamite under the clothes they had, it was very thin. There was a very powerful explosion that took out that airport, and more powerful than probably you could get on simply suicide vest.
You're talking about something that's in a cart, like a big suitcase full of all kinds of stuff.
Well, that's possible, but that's not what the media was telling us. The media was telling us it was the vest under their clothes.
Well, they may have had that too, but
with the level of damage.
No, I agree with you totally because you're a military expert now. What I think is going to happen here, this is my predictions, and again, it's not one I want to make, but it's one I'm going to have to make. I predict that with the current attacks by the RNC against Trump, Trump's going to continue to gain. He's probably getting enough candidates. He's going to continue to make statements as the terrorism increases in Europe and America. I expect the next big thing is a major terror activity on American soil. Obama will yawn through that. He won't close the border. He won't start monitoring these mosques with having agents inside the mosques. He won't start deporting people who are known terrorists that are on our watch list. He won't do anything. In fact, he's actually told the border guards, if you don't like what I'm doing, leave your job. It's obscene. This man needs to be impeached immediately because he's dangerous. And if he continues between now and Election Day, I expect to see enough terrorism, we may have some form of martial law that will be supported bipartisanly. I'm also very concerned that if Hillary Clinton comes in, she's going to maintain the open borders. She's going to maintain a militaristic posture that will not kind of, how can I say it, decelerate the move toward a war with Russia and China. Everything is, these globalists, the things are so bad financially worldwide, they want world war to distract us from the fact that they're finally going to get rid of most of the population.
First, they want most of us dead, you know?
Right. And people say, no, they won't do that.
And when you're dealing with people who are not only billionaires, but literally trillionaires in some of these families, and, you know, what, they're going to go and live in a cave for a few years? I mean, maybe like the rest of their life because things are so polluted. That's nuts. It is not rational any way you cut it from a human perspective. And we get back, when you look at it that way, you get back to the same conclusions. This is an agenda that is being promoted by non-human entities. And I'm not talking about little green men from Mars. I'm talking about
the satanic, Luciferian
forces.
If you get the video set from Jonathan Gray, if you go to beforeus.com or go over to Clay and Iron, you'll see it over at clayandiron.com. We have six other videos you get as well. I think it's for $87. This is the most dramatic and powerful video set I've ever seen by any Christian leader. If we call biblical scholar, prophet, reporter, whatever you want to call it, I've ever seen. And I had four sets. We couldn't stop watching them until it was like after 1 o'clock in the morning. You need to see this. And he'll be back next Wednesday. You need to understand, this is the third jihad. This is the third woe of the Bible. This is going to bring about the great crusade where you're going to see Fortress Europe rise out of it. You're going to see America turn. And if they do put Hillary in there, she's going to be dealing with a catastrophe on her hands, because if she tries to disarm
the
public...
She is a catastrophe.
Yeah, but if she tries to disarm the American public, there will be a major attack on the U.S. federal government. They're not going to get away with it.
Well, we get back to the point, Trump's the only hope right now, other than, of course, God. You turn to God, pray to God, pray. Give your troubles to God, put your faith in God. And
Trump is just a matter of grace that God has given us, time to repent, time to turn back to become Ephraim rather than what I call the daughter of Babylon.
Yeah, we need to embrace the holiness, not the evil.
Yeah. God help us.
This year is going to be very, very...
This year is going to be very, very scary. I'm already scared. I'm shaking in my boots, by the way.
It'll be interesting.
It's going to be scary.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.